We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides. Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday. Hope you guys are doing really, really well. Have a great Friday, great weekend planned. Whatever it is that you might be up to, whatever it is that you might be doing, hope you have a wonderful, wonderful time. Folks, we are, good gosh, man, we are 1 month away from sports, 1 month away from Big Three Sports. Tim, we ran a bet, man. We ran a bet. Rob Brown said October 15th. Lonzo said Labor Day, early September. Patrick Brown said May 31st. I said August 1st. Guess who is going to win in something that isn't even close? The return of major sports. Yours truly said August 1st. Baseball, when are we looking? July 25th. NBA, when are we looking? July 30th. Yours truly said August 1st. I will have been within a week on the most unpredictable thing. Pop your collar, player. I will have been within a week on the most unpredictable thing known to man.
Can I challenge that real quick?
What's up?
I said July 4th, and MLS is coming back July 9th. I'm just saying.
But the stipulation was major sports, Tim. Major sports, okay?
You're not counting soccer as a major sport.
Listen, I love the footy, but there was a very clear stipulation for a big three sport. Big three sport, football, baseball, basketball, right? When is it returning? Football can't return until late August, early September, right? So, but baseball and basketball could, and they have. A texter says, Mark, Will Muschamp at South Carolina is like bringing bubblegum to a bazooka fight. Speaking of bubblegum, Bazooka was my favorite bubblegum of all time. Bazooka was the best baseball bubblegum of all time as well. It was kind of shaped like a Ruffles potato chip. Remember those? They had like ridges in them and everything, like those little squares. Freaking fantastic. My favorite all-time bubblegum, period, end of story. Thanks for playing. All right. So I do want to get to this. I do want to get to this here because we've got something going on that I need to explain. And I can't for the life of me understand this. I can't understand, ladies and gentlemen, how and why we have done so poorly as a country with the virus. And I want your theories as to what's at play here. I want your theories as to the why, right? I want to know. I was looking at this week. There's this chart out right now, right? And it's it gives you in very, very clear as day picture, the daily confirmed COVID cases per million people, right? The daily confirmed COVID cases per million people in the United States. And so you can't just say, well, we're different than their country or we have more people than their country. This is per 1 million people in the country, right? As of right now, let's see here. The United Kingdom has about 23 COVID cases per 1 million people. Canada has about 17 COVID cases per 100 people. France has about 13 COVID cases per 1 million people. Australia has one COVID case per 1 million people. And right now, Italy has 6 COVID cases per 1 million people. Right now, folks, you ready for this? The United States has 96 COVID cases per 100 people. 96 COVID cases per 100 people. This particular thing to me is incredibly upsetting. It's just incredibly upsetting. And everybody has their different theories. You know, I asked you guys this week, if we don't have a college football season, who will you blame? Will you blame state and local governments? Will you blame our behavior, right? Will you blame nobody at all? Will you say nobody is to blame for this right now? Who do you blame if we don't have a college football season? What is your take on that? So on and so forth. Will you blame the country that it came from? There's a lot of different people saying a lot of different things about this, guys. And one of the things that we're hearing is, okay, well, it's because we're testing more. We're testing more, so we have more cases. I can basically refute at this point any number you throw at me. All right. Florida in the last 2 weeks has tested 12% less. They have 71% more cases. Arizona, so keep in mind, if you're testing more, you should have that percentage of additional cases, right, of new cases. Arizona is testing 25% more. They have 72% more positive cases. Nevada is testing 28% less. They have 50% more positive cases right now. Idaho is testing 17% more. They have 83% more positive cases. How about South Carolina? We're running 43% more tests in the state of South Carolina. We have 169% more positive cases. Georgia, 17% more testing, 55% more positive cases. Utah, I can go on, is testing 10% less. They have 39% more positive cases. Texas is testing 25% more. They have 78% more positive cases. And Kansas is testing 7% more. They have 48% more positive cases in the last 2 weeks. Folks, I don't spend a lot of time talking about what other people are saying. I care about what we're saying. I care about what we're doing here, right? But I do read international publications. I watch the BBC sometimes. I read publications from many different countries. And let me tell you one thing. We are the punchline right now for the rest of the world. We are the freaking punchline. We are the picture of how not to handle this. And we're getting laughed at by the rest of the world, or that they're shaking their heads at us by the rest of the world. That is happening from every other international publication that I've seen. They're laughing at us in Asia. They're laughing at us in Europe. They're laughing at us in South America. And this is not me yelling at you. For all I know, you are doing everything in your power to help. For all I know, you're part of the solution, not part of the problem. For all I know, you and your family are doing great work, are doing everything you should be doing. So when I say we, how have we failed so miserably? It is a collective we. It is not even a South Carolinian we. It is a national we, right? How have we failed so miserably at the pandemic? I'm interested in hearing your response. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You guys aren't going to believe, I don't know if you heard this. Did you hear something going on about 5 minutes ago, Tim? Did you hear something going on?
No, what do you mean?
You didn't hear anything? Okay, so here's what happened. This carpet cleaning truck parked right outside my window. I do the broadcast with my window open, right? Carpet cleaning guy parks right outside the window, turns on all these machines that I don't know if you could hear in the background. And I'm like, man, I can't even hear myself think with all these machines right outside the window.
I remember
So I stand up to try to shut my window while we're on the air, right? And at that time, I knock over the Comrex as well. So I'm happy to announce that I'm still alive and we have survived this, and I no longer hear those loud noises from what is the dude's name in Anchorman? Loud noises. I love Lamp. Steve Carell. But we're making it. We're making it, man. What we're not making it at is our response to the virus, folks. 96 positive cases per 1 million people in the United States, when every other country polled is either 23 or below. We're getting our ass kicked on this. And I want to know your theories as to why. Why have we failed as a country thus far in dealing with this? By the way, a texter says, Mark, take your bazooka and go home. Big League Chew for the win, baby. Did you ever take the full pouch of Big League Chew and pop it in there? You remember the 6 feet rolls of bubble tape? What were those called, Tim? You remember those? That little pink circle when
yes.
you were a kid?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Oh, I'm
what
remember.
Was that called? What was that called, man? But I once shoved that whole thing in my mouth, man. I almost choked to death. A texter says, Mark, don't count out Big League Chew as one of the best bubble gums growing up. That comes from Whitney. Whitney, appreciate it, man. Now, listen, Big League Chew was fantastic. But you know those little bazooka squares? Fantastic, man. And I like Fruit Stripe, too. But Fruit Stripe, man, like literally the second you pop that in your mouth, the flavor was gone. I don't know what happened with that. Like you had 10 seconds of greatness, which basically describes my sex life. And then after that, there was no flavor whatsoever.
And Hubba Bubba was what you were thinking of.
Hubba Bubba. Hubba yeah, Bubba. There you go. No. Hubba Bubba was the packs. I'm talking about the bubble tape.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, the Hubba Bubba tape.
No. Hubba Bubba was a pack of five, like Bubblicious. Remember Bubblicious back in the day?
I do.
What happened to that, man?
I don't know.
Bubble tape. Yeah, man. Oh, okay. Hubba Bubba, I think, took it over, man. But when we were kids, it didn't say Hubba Bubba on it. Yeah, Double Bubble as well. Remember that? Double Bubble Bubble Gum?
Oh, yeah.
Wrapped in the little yellow thing, man. So many good memories as a kid. So many good memories as a kid. A texter says politics. Politics is the reason why we have failed. That is as viable an opportunity as any. It's unbelievable to me. I was just getting into it with somebody on Twitter today that is saying that I want government to control us. No, I don't, folks. I want us to behave responsibly so that people can live and that so we can have football. And I'm just curious as to your theories, because now, folks, we have objective fact that we are failing miserably with this virus compared to other countries. This is objective fact, right? We have 90, you know, this all started, and the bar looks at 120 days, right? 120 days. So 4 months ago, we were at the end of February, and we were starting to have a trickle of positive cases. And about, let's see here, about 70 days in, so about, let's see, March, April, about the beginning of May, every other country took a deep dive downward in cases. The United Kingdom, Canada, France, Italy, Australia. The United States has just been puttering along, and we're going right back up again. 96 cases per 1 million people. 23 for United Kingdom, 17 for Canada, 11 for France, 6 for Italy, and 1 for Australia. Six. You know how bad Italy was doing? Now they have 6 cases for 1 million people there. Tim, any theories, man? Any theories on why we as a country have failed so miserably dealing with COVID?
I think it's politics. I like so many people want to think that oh it's just the government trying to control us. Oh, it's this, it's that, and it's, you know what? What it comes down to is we're Americans. We're flat out stubborn. That's what we are. And that's really and truly what it is. No one wants to agree on anything. We haven't agreed on anything in this country ever since we've been founded. You know, that's my theory. No one wants to come together. No one wants to come to the table, sit and talk and be like, hey, we got to get this thing together or we're going to be like this for a long time.
I guess the thing that's incredibly frustrating to me is that to me, there's nothing to agree on. You know, like, it's just like there are common sense things that you should do to prevent the spread, and like how that's become a political thing, I have no idea. You know, like there are, and countries are doing them. You know, Austria, the country of Austria, mandated that everybody in that country wear masks as soon as they leave their home. And when they did that, their cases went down by 90%. 90%. Okay? And so people will hear this and say, oh, look at what Mark Ryan's saying. He's a liberal. No, I'm not. No, I'm not, dude. I'm whatever political party common sense is at, which is seemingly neither today. I'm for science. Science is my political party. Okay? I vote for science 10 times out of 10. And I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. All right. We got a lot of people chiming in on bubblegum. On bubblegum all of a sudden. Power ranking bubblegum. You know, you guys call the shots here, okay? I said to Tim before the show, Tim, let's do a draft of sports tickets, okay? Like, what if you were drafting first overall in sports tickets, what ticket would you want first, right? And so we, you know how we do a draft on Friday shows? Should we do sports tickets or should we do types of bubblegum? You guys let us know on the text line, 71307, and that will come your way at 440. As for what's coming up next, it is time to do a little ditty that I'm calling college football tiers. I'm going to break college football programs up into a tiered system. I'm going to tell you what it is, what it means, all the above. Next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan and Tim today, rolling on here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys. Friday edition of the show. Hey, Mark, ever chew the fruit stripe gum without removing the paper? Why would I do that, sir? The fruit stripe gum, the beauty of that was, like, our parents rocked the fruit stripe gum when they were kids, you know? So it was like, eating fruit stripe gum was like tasting the 1950s, the 1960s, in my parents' case. By the way, probably breaking a rule right now, but my mom was born on December 31st, 1949, so the very last day of the 40s, and she was born at like 10:31 p.m. So like a little joke that I like to play on my mom is I like to ask her, how was life in the 40s? And she always says, I don't know, Mark. I was alive for like an hour and a half in the 40s. But I like to say it because technically she was alive in the 40s. She was born December 31st, 1949 at 10:31 p.m. Very, very beautiful thing. Mrs. Ryan. My dad doesn't have that problem. born President's Day 1951, right? So there you go. But Fruit Stripe gum is a taste from their era, right? That's what it is. I've never eaten the Fruit Stripe gum while removing the toilet paper. Another texter says, what you guys are looking for, what you guys are describing is bubble tape. Anybody else ever eat the entire bubble tape at one time? Like, you put that entire monstrosity in your mouth.
I did that one time.
And how did it work for you? How did it work for you, Tim?
I didn't like it. I was like, man, I just paid this for this, and I'm wasting it all like that. And it's all in my mouth, and plus the taste was gone relatively soon, and I wasn't a fan of it, of doing this.
Best, your favorite all time. I said Bazooka earlier. I said Bazooka earlier was the greatest of all time. People took, by the way, a texter says, shout out to Mrs. Ryan. I'll ask Mrs. Ryan on your behalf, sir, how life was in the 40s for you, okay? Best gum of all time. What do you say? What do you say, Tim?
I'm trying to remember. It was like Trident or something, but it was the...
Trident?
Well, hold on.
Are you really going to give
hold
me
on.
Trident? Trident?
No, hold on.
No, try harder.
I know. I'm trying to think of the one. It might have been Orbit. I'm trying to remember one that was the strawberry filled one.
Okay. Any decision.
I can't remember what it was.
Gum. Any decision of best gum does not include Trident or Orbit.
Okay. I can't remember which one. I was just ones that I'd found, and I it's been a while since I've had it, but it was strawberry filled, and it tasted so good. I just don't remember what it was.
Yeah, well, it definitely wasn't Trident.
It might not have been. Okay, don't judge me.
it definitely wasn't that, man. It definitely wasn't that. Look at this, man. Like, believe it or not, Trident is actually on this list of the best gums. Trident is good?
And you
want
want to make fun of me, okay.
Trident Layers, strawberry citrus.
That's it.
Come on, man.
Like the layers one.
You have selected the girliest gum of all girly gums here.
I just like the taste, man. What's wrong?
I got to go with Bubblicious as the greatest all time. Bubblicious gum was like the jelly donuts. They had the juice inside, you know? I got to go with that, man. There was something about the Bubblicious gum. I don't know what happened to it, but it was the best. It was the greatest of all time. And then after Bubblicious, I'll go with all the baseball gums. I'll go with the Double Bubble. I'll go with the Bazooka. I'll go with the Big League Chew. Bubble tape was fun, just you could try to choke yourself to death. But the baseball gums were awesome, man.
Double Bubble, man, was it, man, because – I used to play baseball for a long time, and Double Bubble, man, when you just sit out in there in the outfield or the infield and just blow a Double Bubble, man, good old times.
You know, also a factor in quality of gum is so that you could blow a bubble and it wouldn't stick all over your face, right? The kind that you could easily peel off your mug if you blew that monstrosity of a bubble. The Real S117 tweets in and he says, best gum, Juicy Fruit or Big Red. Here's the problem with that brand, like Double Mint. Remember the Double Mint commercials with the twins?
Oh, yeah.
Double Mint, Juicy Fruit, Big Red. They all have a flavor problem. All right. It was like the Fruit Stripe. It just fades too quickly. Then your mouth is getting tired and you're chewing something that has no flavor. Right. Let's see here. Grape Big League Chew is the GOAT. I've never had Grape Big League Chew, Jeremy. Am I missing out, Tim? Am I missing out?
I've actually never had that either.
Grape Big League Chew. Another texter above him says Big League Chew. The one you used to get at the Little League baseball games. I think he's talking about Double Bubble. And another texter says Gushers and Double Bubble are the best. You see what I've – here's the crazy thing about sports radio, Tim. You ready? You plan a show, right, and you do research and you have your topics all planned out. And then the beautiful thing about this is something like this completely takes off. And, like, if you are rigid and you don't go with the flow, you never get to have these fun, seemingly meaningless conversations, right? But there it is. There it is. It's always fun. And people just start responding to it left and right. Double Bubble is getting a lot of votes on here.
I can understand why.
Big League Chew is getting a lot of votes on here.
I was never a fan of Big League Chew. I just never.
You didn't like the shreds?
No. I tried them. I was just like, no, I don't want to have to connect my gum.
It. And in a less politically correct era, you know, like when I was growing up, every ball player had chew in his mouth, right? And like I believe Tony Gwynn didn't get mouth cancer from that or something. But the big leaguers all had this wad of chew in their mouth, and big league chew was like the healthy way to look like you were looking like your ball players, right? You got this wad full of chew in your mouth, all day long, all game long. And you look like a ball player, only it didn't have something cancer-causing in your mouth, man. That was the appeal, really, to Big League Chew, was it not? American Proud says straight-up grape gumballs out of the gumball machines.
Those aren't bad.
Do we still have gumball machines? Are there still I don't see many of those anymore. Remember when you used to just walk into the grocery store and they had all the 25-cent machines right there up front and you had, like, your slime and they were in these little plastic containers, and you had your toys and, like, crappy jewelry was in there and stuff like that. Remember that back in the day, man?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now more days, I feel like I see more gumball machines around, like I think I saw one, ironically, at a dentist office one time. Places around there. But, yeah, all those gumball machines bring back good childhood memories.
They absolutely do. 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show today. Always so great to have you with us as we roll on here on the show. I do want to get to this. So Business Insider has ranked the 50 rudest cities in the country. Rudest cities in the country. The 50th rudest city in America is Raleigh, North Carolina. Okay, the 50th rudest city in America. Why is Raleigh a rude city? If any of you guys have been to Raleigh, why would it have made this list? Honest, I don't remember. I think I've been to Raleigh, but I'm not 100% positive. Orlando, Florida is 40th. I've lived there. I can confirm. A bunch of jackasses. San Antonio, Texas is number 38. I'm scrolling through some that stick out to me here. Let's see here. Nashville, Tennessee, very popular city. They're number 33. Is that an arrogant problem for Nashville, Tennessee? Scrolling down here as we get closer to the top 20 on this list, Charlotte, North Carolina is number 25. Rude store-to-customer experiences in Charlotte, North Carolina. People say, right? That is the knock on Charlotte, North Carolina. Tampa, Florida, my former stomping ground, number 20. You can meet nice people in Tampa, but it is a bit of a plastic city, I'll be honest with you. 18, Houston, Texas, my former stomping grounds, as we move toward the top 10 most rude cities in America. If I asked you guys, gun to your head, rudest city in America, what would you say? Atlanta is number 12. Atlanta's number 12, rudest city in the country. And here we go, the top 10. Number 10, San Francisco. Number 9, Philadelphia. How is Philadelphia not number 1?
I was thinking that was like 2 or 1.
Philadelphia is
up there.
Number 9. Wow. My impression of the Northeast in 5 adjectives. Cold, gray, dirty, crowded, rude. Tell me I'm wrong. Somebody tell me I'm wrong, okay? Let's see here. Ken, by the way, Ken, the show's text number is 71307. Just text to that number. All you have to do is start your text with the word ESPN. Okay. Just so have ESPN be the first word of your text. Ken texts me. He says, I don't have the show's number. We used to live in Raleigh, very cliquish, very snobbish, simply put, rude. He agrees. He used to live there and he agrees. Number 8, Baltimore, Maryland. Number 7, Buffalo, New York. I know some listeners of this show that are Buffalo Bills fans. Number 6, Detroit, Michigan. They're basically just reeling off cities that I have no desire to go to. You know, like Philadelphia, no desire. Baltimore, no desire. Buffalo, no desire. Detroit, less than no desire. Number 5, here we go, Boston. Very much, very rude in Boston. I'll tell you a story about Boston real quick, Tim. My mom was trying to hold a parking spot in downtown Boston with her body. So she was just standing in the parking spot waiting for my dad to come back with the car. She's standing in there. This person started backing into the parking spot with my mom standing in it. Okay? My mom would not move. And I'm like, "Mom, we got to move here." My mom's like, "No, they see me." I'm like, "Mom, they're going to run you over. They see me." No, they see me. My mom literally would not move. And this person got to the point where they were bumping my mom, okay, with their vehicle. Boston, Massachusetts, number 5. Number 4, Chicago, Illinois. Any comments, debates, any feeling? Number 3, Washington, D.C. You notice the theme here? There's a lot of East Coast cities on this list of very rude
East Coast,
people.
Big city, Northeast.
Number two, L.A. And number 1, the rudest city in America,
New York,
per Business Insider, is New York, New York.
Ah, knew it.
New York is rated the rudest city by a large majority, but it's nothing new. Manhattan historian Michael Moscone told the New York Times in 2011 that New Yorkers have been considered rude since the 1700s. They talk very loud, very fast, and altogether. If they ask you a question, before you can utter 3 words of your answer, they will break out upon you again and talk away. So there you go. There you go. In 1774, President John Adams said, "I have not seen one real gentleman, one well-bred gentleman, since I came to town. At their entertainments, there is no conversation that is agreeable. There is no modesty, no attention, no attention to one another." New Yorkers, man, New Yorkers, what are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
I don't know, man. There is a reason why players like Giancarlo Stanton that come to New York and struggle hard, very mightily, because the press, the people there are just rude, man. Just not, they're not nice at all.
Let's see here. Mark, crybabies for the win. Is crybabies a gum, or is this about a city, Tim? I have no idea. A texter said, great, Mark, great, my daughter had to play soccer in Raleigh. Erg. I don't get it. I don't get it. I've got friends that live in Raleigh, actually, and I don't remember if I've been there. Rudeness. This area has no rude people. This area where we live has, like, literally the best, the nicest, kindest people of all time. I wish more people would be social distancing, et cetera, right now. But when things are going well in society, these are the nicest people I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, when my sister visited here, she said it didn't seem real. My sister lives in the Northeast. It didn't seem real to her how friendly everybody was. Like, she couldn't wrap her head around. She's like, is this genuine? Like, I'm not at all used to people being this friendly. So anyway, really weird thing, man. Really, really weird thing. All right, coming up next, Tim and I will draft our best sports tickets. That is coming up next right here on Offsides. We are ESPN Upstate. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Offsides, Mark, Ryan, and Tim right here on ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday. Everybody, I'm so happy it's Friday, man. So, so happy it's Friday. Getting into summer now, man. Summer months, summer feeling. Feeling great, man. Feeling really, really good. And got over something this week. I'll tell you, Bo Bounds, our guest in the first hour, said something that really tripped me up, Tim, because I was sick this week. And I said to myself, you know, if I get better quickly, that means I didn't have COVID, right? And then he said he's talked to a number of people that had it, and it only lasted like 24, 36, 48 hours. And I got it Wednesday, and I woke up today, 9:30 a.m. this morning, feeling a lot better. And I woke up Wednesday morning, 9:30 a.m., feeling wretched. So I have no idea. I have no idea. And I got to do some thinking when the show's over about whether I need to get tested, quarantined for another 10, 12 days. I got to think about all that when the show's over today because, you know, like I hadn't heard that it was a 24, 36-hour thing before. Texter says, Mark, we can be rude in the South. We just say bless your heart before. There was not one South Carolina city anywhere in the list of top 50 rudest cities. And let me tell you, that's a good thing, man. Like the Northeast, it's not – and you would be in a bad mood too if you were in a place that was cold, gray, dirty, crowded, and rude. But if you had the first four of those, cold, gray, dirty, crowded – you'd be in a bad mood too, right? If you had those four, you would be in a bad mood. And it's a bunch of people in too much of a hurry in a badass mood. And they're like that all the time. What do you guys think? Is this texter right? Can we be rude in the South? We just say bless your heart before?
Absolutely.
Is bless your heart the same thing as all due respect? Like you only with all due respect, you only say that right before you throw somebody under the damn bus.
Yeah, pretty much just saying, basically saying, how could you be so stupid? That's pretty much what it is.
There you go. There you go. 1-844-477-3776. Let's hit our draft sports tickets, Tim. Our draft of sports tickets today. Tim, I have a ladies first policy, so you go first. Just kidding, sir. You go first, Tim, today on our sports tickets. What do we got? With the first overall pick in the offsides sports tickets draft, Tim steps to the podium and he selects.
Da-da-dun. With the first pick in the 2020 offsides ticket draft. I select the Super Bowl.
That's your number one overall pick?
Yes, that is the pick that the most expensive.
All right, let's hit the music here, Tim, for your pick. And you're going with the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. It is the most expensive ticket that I know of, nonetheless. And it's a once-in-a-lifetime type thing, man. You'll always be able to say, you went to the Super Bowl. That's like, whoa. Yeah, because what are the ticket prices? Just in the upper bowl are hundreds and hundreds of dollars,
right?
And that's just the once in a lifetime thing, man. And that's why I'm going with the Super Bowl.
First overall pick in the draft, Tim is up first, and with any ticket that he wants anywhere in the world, he is going to the Super Bowl. I am selecting with the second overall pick in the draft, and with the second overall pick, the pick is in. Do 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 do. With the second overall selection in the 2020 offside sports ticket draft, yours truly selects a ticket to the World Cup final with the United States men playing in it. That to me is this is my lifelong dream, to see the United States men playing in a World Cup final. This is the one event now that could still get me to weep, that could still get me to run naked through the streets. All right? I'll do it right now, Tim. I'll get arrested. You tell me we're there, I'll do it. All right, we'll get arrested. Probably won't be employed anymore, but I care that much about this particular sport and that ticket, I'm there. World Cup final, men's soccer, United States men are playing for it all.
Okay, yeah, and we're going to have to get that on film, by the way. I'm saying, someone at the station here is going to...
Let's be honest, Tim. Ain't nobody want to see that.
Exactly, right? but it would still be funny. I'm just saying.
There you go.
But anyway, with the third overall pick in the draft, get that quiet, I'm going to take a ticket to the World Series, especially a World Series with my Atlanta Braves in it, okay? You know, the last time they won it was 1995. I was not born until 1997. So they have not won a World Series in my lifetime, and I want to see that happen. I would absolutely pay to... that would be my second choice, hands down.
World Series Atlanta Braves. That's what you're going with, huh?
Oh, yeah.
World Series Atlanta Braves. Tim is taken with the third overall pick. You can have any ticket you want, folks. Any ticket you want in sports. What ticket? What ticket do you want? Okay. With the fourth overall selection in the Offsides 2020 Sports Ticket Draft, ladies and gentlemen, the pick is in. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And yours truly selects the Swamp, Florida versus Florida State in the 90s. Florida versus Florida State in the 90s was the preeminent rivalry in all of college football. I don't care what anybody says. You always had two top 10 teams. You had Bobby Bowden, Steve Spurrier. You had all the fans going crazy. You had true hate on both sides. Let's admit, let's be honest, the rivalry's lost a little bit. But that game, that series, that rivalry in the mid-1990s was absolutely fantastic. UF and Florida State with the fourth overall selection in the draft. All right, Tim, there you go.
Okay, so with the fifth overall pick, man, that is fun to do. I'm going to select the ticket to Clemson versus South Carolina. And I'm actually going to go – I'm a Clemson fan.
No way.
Oh, yeah. For me personally, okay, Mark, this is for me personally.
No way.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, you took the World Cup one. That was a good one. I would want to go just that way I can rub it in their faces, you know? Especially one of
what
the
have you
recent
won? Six
ones.
Clemson's won six in a row now, right?
Yes.
Six in a row. Six wins in a row in that series. Unbelievable. Unbelievable, man. So there you go. He's going to the Palmetto Bowl with a sixth overall selection in our sports ticket draft.
For me personally.
With the seventh, of course, it's your pick, with a seventh overall selection. By the way, a texter says, OMG, Tim Tebow was born the year before I graduated. Never did I think I'd be listening and feel as old as Mark. Listen, I don't know what I did to start getting all these old jokes, man. But I am young at heart, man. I don't know when you become old. I will tell you that this year on Father's Day, I was wished Happy Father's Day twice, and I'm not a dad. So twice on Father's Day, people said to me, Happy Father's Day, Mark. And I was like, Houston, we have a problem. Where you see any kids around me? Like, there should be a rule. You do not say Happy Father's Day unless you see kids around the person that you're saying Happy Father's Day to. I'm not a dad. I don't just because it looks like it's snowing in my hair doesn't mean I have kids, right? So stop doing that. Seventh overall selection, I am picking the Olympics 100-meter final, okay? 100-meter final, fastest men on earth. I want to see what that looks like. 9.59 seconds with my own eyes. I must see the Olympic 100-meter dash. Period. End of story. Thanks for playing. That's what I'm going with. That's what I'm going with, man. What do you say? What do you say, Tim?
I'm impressed. That I always wanted to go to the Olympics. So I respect it. I respect it.
There you go.
What are we at? Eighth pick now?
Or no? Yes, sir.
Okay. With the eighth pick in the draft, I'm going to take a ticket. I'm going to surprise you. I'm going to go with a ticket to the Wimbledon final.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, man.
Oh, absolutely. I've always kind of wanted to see like a Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, Rafa Nadal. Hopefully they would be in the final. But yeah, I've always wanted to go to Wimbledon. I always want to go I want to go across the pond. Yeah, and just say I did it. You know, just say I went there and it was a great experience.
There you go. There you go. With the ninth overall pick, I am on the clock and the pick is in. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I want to see the gold medal hockey game. Team USA has got to be in it, though. I want the closest thing in this generation to the Miracle on Ice. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. I want the U.S. in the final. I want to see the gold medal hockey game. Take me there. And I would be thrilled to be there. Absolutely, positively thrilled. By the way, Tim, do you have access to the flags, to the penalty flags? You do, right?
The penalty flags?
Yeah, for the show? The offsides penalty flags? When people say throw the flag?
I'd have to find it.
Bummer.
Oh, wait, I think I do.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay. So somebody has said, throw the flag on me. Do you have it? Ready to go? Good call. All right. So the texter was talking not about Tim Tebow, but about you, Tim. Tim was born the year before he graduated. Never
okay,
did I think
one,
I'd be listening and feel as... What year were you born, Tim?
1997.
Wow. 1997. Dude, 43 and 23 working together today. So Joey wanted me to throw the flag because I got that wrong. Joey, the flag is yours for you, sir. And with a 10th pick in the sports ticket draft, Tim steps up to the plate, steps up to the podium. We have a texter offering a suggestion here that has not been said. Will Tim say it? Where are you going, Tim?
I'm going only because I've never been to one before. I'm going with the College Football National Championship if Clemson's in it.
Okay, he's going to the College Football National Championship. Neither one of us said the Masters. And a texter is like, how could you guys not say the Masters?
Look, I'd go to the Masters, but it's not one of my top things. I'd absolutely want to go for one time. Once I've gone one time, okay. Yeah, but if Tiger Woods is there and you give me a ticket to go, abso-freaking-lutely.
Michael Stathakis tweets into the show. He says, Clemson as a 12 seed versus Duke as a 5 seed in the NCAA basketball tournament game hosted in Charlotte. Close enough for many to attend, far enough for Tigers to still wear some Duke gear. Listen, Clemson and Duke playing in basketball, you need an opponent there, Michael. You need somebody to root against. Duke fans are not at all threatened by Clemson fans, so they don't root against Clemson. And Clemson fans root for Duke anyway. So I'm failing to see how this is going to be some amazing environment for a basketball game. I don't know. You guys tell me. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan and Tim today here on ESPN Upstate. Fantastic to be here with you guys. Offsides, ESPN Upstate, rolling on a Friday edition of the show. Jam-packed are we the final 2 hours as well. Let's tell you what's coming up. We have the top five at five coming up right at the top of the hour. I'm going to share with you my tiered system in college football where I tell you the different tiers of the programs, right? I've got different tiers, different hierarchies of the programs in college football. That is coming your way at 5:20. We have either or. We have the continuation of our SEC and ACC preview edition all coming your way in the final 2 hours of the show today, and we want you to be a part of it as well. 1-844-477-3776, 1-844-GSP-ESPN, 71307 is the number to text to. Just start your text with the word ESPN. Twitter, at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on air, and I need to get Tim's. And Mark Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com via email. Top 5 at 5 coming your way next, right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.